Section 1. The Land and People of Latin America. Location and Features of Latin America and the Caribbean. Latin America is located on two continents, North America and South America. The region is located in the Western Hemisphere and spans both the Northern and Southern Hemispheres. The Atlantic Ocean is on the eastern side, and the Pacific Ocean is on the west. It is good to know some of the main features of the land and water in more detail. Examine the map in this chapter and locate the United States. Then look southward to Mexico and notice a large area of mountains. This is the Sierra Madre Range, which is the chief mountain range of Mexico. There is a large body of water on the western side of Mexico, the Pacific Ocean, which stretches down the entire western side of Central and South America. On the eastern side of Mexico, there are two smaller bodies of water, the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean Sea. The Gulf of Mexico is north of the Caribbean Sea. It touches both the United States and Mexico. It is here that warm waters flow in a river-like current to form the North Atlantic Gulf Stream. These warm waters cross the Atlantic and help to moderate the temperatures in countries of Northern Europe, such as Great Britain and Germany. Farther south is the Caribbean Sea. It is bounded on the west and south by Mexico and Central America, on the south by South America, and on the north and east by many islands. Moving south from Mexico on the map, you will find many smaller countries in Central America. This region is an isthmus, or narrow strip of land connecting two land masses. Move further south into South America to find three main physical features: the Andes Mountains, the Atacama Desert, and the Amazon River. The Andes Mountains run the length of the western side of South America. The world's second longest river, the Amazon, runs nearly across the widest part of South America, from the Andes Mountains eastward to the Atlantic Ocean. Further south, along the Pacific side of South America, the Andes Mountains block wind and rain, creating the second driest place on Earth, the Atacama Desert. Locating countries of Latin America. The United Nations recognizes 33 countries and 15 territories in Latin America and the Caribbean. Use the map to locate a few of them. Notice that Mexico has a long border with the United States. The country plays an important role in the economy of the United States. At the southern end of Central America is the Isthmus of Panama, home to the country of Panama and the Panama Canal. The canal serves as a shortcut for ships traveling between the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean. At the northern tip of South America is Colombia, a country that is crossed by the equator. To the east is oil-rich Venezuela, and south of Venezuela is Brazil, the largest country in South America. It is known for the Amazon River and the Amazon rainforest. Look west and south to find the long, thin country of Chile. This country is over 2,600 miles from north to south, making it one of the longest north-south countries in the world, yet it is only about 200 miles wide from west to east. In addition to these countries, there are many island nations. An important one is Cuba. To find Cuba, locate Florida in the southeastern United States. South of Florida is a long island stretching to the southeast. This is Cuba. It is bounded on the northwest by the Gulf of Mexico, on the northeast by the Atlantic Ocean, and on the south by the Caribbean Sea. At its closest point, Cuba is only about 90 miles from the United States. Languages of Latin America. As the Spanish and Portuguese conquered the indigenous people, they spread their languages and religion across Central and South America and the Caribbean. Spanish is the most common language there today, with over 300 million native speakers, although there are many accents and varieties of Spanish depending on location. Spanish is the official language of 18 countries in the region. Portugal ruled Brazil from the 1500s until 1822, so Portuguese is the official language of Brazil. Because Brazil is such a large country in area and population, Portuguese is spoken by over 200 million Latin American people. The written languages of Spanish and Portuguese use the same basic alphabet as English, the Roman or Latin alphabet. However, there are some additions that allow all the sounds of the language to be written. In Portuguese and French, for instance, the cedilha is needed. It is written like this. The wavy tilde is added for some sounds, such as the Spanish ñe and Portuguese a and au. Smaller numbers of people speak other languages in the region. Dutch, French, and English are official languages of some smaller countries and territories. Some of the indigenous people of Central and South America moved into the mountains and into the jungles. This isolated them from the European explorers and colonists, so their languages survive today. Quechua, language of the Incas, is an example. It is spoken by nearly 10 million people in Western South America. Guarani and Aymara are other native languages spoken by nearly 8 million South Americans. African languages have survived in some places. Haitian Creole, for instance, is a blend of French and African languages. Still, for the millions of people living in Latin America in the 21st century, Spanish and Portuguese are the most important languages for business, government, and culture. Religion of Latin America. The religion of Latin America is mostly Roman Catholic. In the Roman Catholic Church, all believers are considered to be united under the leadership and ministry of the Pope, who is the Bishop of Rome, Italy. During the colonial period, the governments of Spain, Portugal, and France, whose official religion was Roman Catholic, were rivals in politics but were supposed to have a common allegiance to the Pope and the Roman Catholic Church. These countries paid for missionaries to go to the New World. They also paid for the construction of missions and churches. Priests, friars, and monks of the Roman Catholic Church set up missions all over Latin America to convert the indigenous people to Christianity. They also ministered to the Europeans who moved to the area. The governments at times supported the church with protection by the army. Indigenous people were often forced to say they were accepting Christianity. However, they often continued to practice their traditional beliefs. Some people mixed their traditional beliefs with beliefs of the Roman Catholic Church. As a result of these influences, it is estimated that over 425 million people, or 40% of the Roman Catholic Church population, is Latin American. In 2013, Jorge Mario Bergoglio of Argentina became the first pope from Latin America. He took the name Francis. Pope Francis has emphasized the need to help the poor, and he helped to bring together leaders in Cuba and the United States to restore diplomatic relations in 2015.